Good morning and welcome to Richard August, the Autistic Christian MGTOW, the red pill man who lights it up blue. This is Yea, the Bible Saith This. Today's Bible reading from my 1560 edition of the Geneva Bible will be from Exodus chapter 22 through chapter 24. And we begin with brief prayer. Lord, open thou our hearts to hear, and by thy word to us draw near. Let us thy word still pure retain. Let us thy children and heirs remain, in Jesus' name. Amen. And here we start Exodus chapter 22. If a man steal an ox or a sheep, and kill it or sell it, he shall restore 5 oxen for the ox, and 4 sheep for the sheep. If a thief be found be breaking up, and be smitten that he die, no blood shall be shed for him. But if it be in the daylight, blood shall be shed for him, for he should make full restitution. If he had not wherewith, then should he be sold for his theft. If the theft be found with him alive, whether it be ox, ass, or sheep, he shall restore the double. If a man do hurt field or vineyard, and put in his beast to feed in another man's field, he shall recompense of the best of his own field, and of the best of his own vineyard. If fire break out and catch in the thorns, and the stacks of corn, or the standing corn, or the field be consumed, he that kindled the fire shall make full restitution. If a man deliver his neighbor money or stuff to keep, and it be stolen out of his house, if the thief be found, he shall pay the double. If the thief be not found, then the master of the house shall be brought unto the judges to swear whether he hath put his hand unto his neighbor's good or no. In all manner of trespass, whether it be for oxen, for ass, for sheep, for raiment, or for any manner of lost thing, which another challengeth to be his, the cause of both parties shall come before the judges, and whom the judges condemn, he shall pay the double unto his neighbor. If a man deliver unto his neighbor to keep ass, or ox, or sheep, or any beast, and it die, or be hurt, or taken away by enemies, and no man see it, an oath of the Lord shall be between them twain, that he hath not put his hand unto his neighbor's good, and the owner of it shall take the oath, and he shall not make it good. But if it be stolen from him, he shall make restitution unto the owner thereof. If it be torn in pieces, he shall bring record, and shall not make that good which is devoured. And if a man borrow aught of his neighbor, and it be hurt, or else die, the owner thereof not being by, he shall surely make it good. If the owner thereof be by, he shall not make it good, for if it be an hired thing, and it came for his hire. And if a man entice a maid that is not betrothed, and lie with her, he shall endow her, and take her to his wife. If her father refuse to give her to him, he shall pay money according to the dowry of virgins. Excuse me. Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. Whoever lieth with a beast shall die the death. He that offereth unto any gods, save unto the Lord only, shall be slain. Moreover, thou shalt not do injury to a stranger, neither oppress him, for ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. Ye shall not trouble any widow nor fatherless child. If thou vex or trouble such, and so he call and cry unto me, I will surely hear his cry. Then shall my wrath be kindled, and I will kill you with the sword, and your wives shall be widows, and your children fatherless. If thou lend money to my people, that is, to the poor with thee, thou shalt not be as an usurer unto him. Ye shall not oppress him with usury. If thou take thy neighbor's raiment to pledge, thou shalt restore it unto him before the sun go down. for that is his covering only, and this is his garment for his skin, wherein shall he sleep? Therefore, when he crieth unto me, I will hear him, for I am merciful. Thou shalt not rail upon the judges, neither speak evil of the ruler of thy people. Thine abundance and thy liquor shalt thou not keep back. The firstborn of thy sons shalt thou give me. Likewise shalt thou do with thine oxen and with thy sheep. 7 days it shall be with his dam, and the 8th day thou shalt give it me. Ye shall be an holy people unto me. Neither shall ye eat any flesh that is torn of beasts in the field. Ye shall cast it to the dog. Exodus chapter 23. Thou shalt not receive a false tale, neither shalt thou put thine hand with the wicked, to be a false witness. Thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil, neither agree in a controversy, to decline after many and overthrow the truth. Thou shalt not esteem a poor man in his cause. If thou meet thine enemy's ox or his ass going astray, thou shalt bring it him to him again. If thou see thine enemy's ass lying under his burden, wilt thou cease to help him? Thou shalt help him up again with it. Thou shalt not overthrow the right of thy poor in his suit. Thou shalt keep thee far from a false matter, and shall not slay the innocent and the righteous, for I will not justify a wicked man. Thou shalt take no gift, for the gift blindeth the wise, and perverteth ye words of the righteous. Thou shalt not oppress a stranger, for ye know the heart of a stranger, seeing ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. Moreover, 6 years shalt thou sow thy land, and gather the fruits thereof, but the 7th year thou shalt let it rest and lie still, that the poor of thy people may eat, and what they leave the beasts of the field shall eat. In like manner thou shalt do with thy vineyard and with thine olive trees. 6 days thou shalt do thy work, and in the 7th day thou shalt rest, that thine ox and thine ass may rest, and the son of thy maid and the stranger may be refreshed. And ye shall take heed to all things that I have said unto you, and ye shall make no mention of the name of other gods, neither shall it be heard out of thy mouth. 3 times thou shalt keep a feast unto me in the year. Thou shalt keep the feast of unleavened bread. Thou shalt eat unleavened bread 7 days, as I commanded thee, in the season of the month of Abib. For in it thou camest out of Egypt, and none shall appear before me empty. The feast also of the harvest of the first fruits of thy labors, which thou hast sown in the field, and the feast of gathering, fruits in the end of the year, the feast of gathering fruits in the end of the year, when thou hast gathered in thy labors out of the field. These 3 times in the year shall all thy men children appear before the Lord Jehovah. Thou shalt not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leavened bread, neither shall the fat of my sacrifice remain until the morning. The first of the first fruits of thy land thou shalt bring unto ye house of the Lord thy God, yet shalt thou not see the kid in his mother's milk. Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way, and to bring thee to the place which I have prepared. Beware of him, and hear his voice, and poke him not, for he will not spare your misdeeds, because my name is in him. But if thou hearken unto his voice, and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thine enemies, and I will afflict them that afflict thee. For mine angel shall go before thee, and bring thee unto the Amorites, and the Hittites, and the Perizzites, and the Canaanites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and I will destroy them. Thou shalt not bow down to their gods, neither serve them, nor do after the works of them, but utterly overthrow them, and break in pieces their images. For ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take all sickness away from the midst of thee. There shall none cast their fruit, nor be barren in the land. The number of thy days will I fulfill. I will send my fear before thee, and will destroy all the people among whom thou shalt go, and I will make all thine enemies turn their backs unto thee. And I will send hornets before thee, which shall drive out the Hivites, the Canaanites, and the Hittites from thy face. I will not cast them out from my face, thy face in 1 year, but the land grow to a wilderness, and the beasts of the field multiply against thee. By little and little I will drive them out from thy face until thou increase and inherit the land. And I will make thy coasts from the Red Sea unto the Sea of the Philistines, and from the desert unto the river, for I will deliver the inhabitants of the land unto your hand, and thou shalt drive them out from thy face. Thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor with their gods, neither shall they dwell in thy land, lest they make thee sin against me. For if you serve their gods, surely it shall be thy destruction. Finally, Exodus chapter 24. Exodus chapter 24. Now he had said unto Moses, Come up to the Lord, thou and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and ye shall worship afar off. And Moses himself alone shall come near to the Lord, but they shall not come near, neither shall the people go up with him. Afterward Moses came and told the people all the words of the Lord and all the laws, and all the people answered with one voice and said, All the things which the Lord hath said will we do. And Moses wrote all the words of the Lord, and rose up early, and set up an altar under the mountain, and 12 pillars according to the 12 tribes of Israel. And he sent young men of the children of Israel, which offered burnt offerings of beeves, and sacrificed peace offerings unto the Lord. Then Moses took half of the blood, and put it in basins, and half of the blood he sprinkled on the altar. After he took the book of the covenant and read it in the audience of the people, who said, All that the Lord hath said we will do and be obedient. Then Moses took the blood and sprinkled it on the people and said, Behold the blood of the covenant which the Lord hath made with you concerning all these things. Then went up Moses and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and they saw the God of Israel. And under his feet was, as it were, a work of a sapphire stone, and as the very heaven when it is clear. And upon the nobles of the children of Israel he laid not his hand. Also they saw God, and did eat and drink. And the Lord said unto Moses, Come up to me into the mountain, and be there, and I will give thee tables of stone, and ye law, and the commandment which I have written, for to teach them. Then Moses rose up, and his minister Joshua, and Moses went up into the mountain of God, and said unto the elders, Tarry us here, until we come again unto you. And behold, Aaron and Hur are with you. Whosoever hath any matters, let him come to them. Then Moses went up to the mount, and the cloud covered the mountain. And the glory of the Lord abode upon Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. And the seventh day he called unto Moses out of the midst of the cloud. And the sight of the glory of the Lord was like consuming fire on the top of the mountain in the eyes of the children of Israel. And Moses entered into the midst of the cloud and went up to the mountains. And Moses was in the mount 40 days and 40 nights. May God add his richest blessing to this reading of his holy word. Thank you for watching and listening. This has been Richard August, the autistic Christian MGTOW, the red pill man who lights it up blue. This is Yea, the Bible saith this. Please join me tomorrow for continued reading in the book of Exodus.